Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast. Are you listening to me, son? You'll never listen. Coming up on this week's show, we've hit the studio early to be recording for the first trailer for Grand Theft Auto 5. As it's unleashed, we'll be giving you our live reaction and some of your views. If anyone's watching, we have 37 seconds. Just enough time to tell you that also coming up, Zoom. Yes, the Zoom 2 is on the way. Google unveils a fresh new look for Gmail and will finally be putting your questions to Siri. And by we, I mean the lovely Ree Morgan and no Duncan this week. So instead, it's Adam, the boy bunker.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
How many seconds left?
Oh, 16 seconds. I should probably hand out some scripts at this stage. There you go, everyone.
That'd be nice.
Yes, yes. 10-second countdown now, everybody.
Woo!
Let's first deal with some quick rumours. Los Angeles, yes or no?
Vice City, I hear.
San Andreas.
And Robert De Niro?
What? Really?
Here we go.
Really? Oh, here we go. It's on.
Why did I move here? I guess it was the weather. Or the... I don't know. That thing. That magic. You see it in the movies. I wanted to retire from what I was doing, you know? From that line of work. Be a good guy for once. A family man. So, I bought a big house. Came here, put my feet up, and thought I'd be a dad like all the other dads. My kids would be like the kids on TV. We'd play ball and sit in the sun, but, well, you know how it is.
There was the fake Hollywood sign right at the end.
Looks like, well, it's either LA or it's the entire San Andreas, like San Andreas was, which had LA, LA, Hollywood, Las Vegas, and all that together. But I didn't see any of that. No.
It just looked like California.
I saw palm trees.
I thought it was Miami.
No, wrong coast.
Oh, sorry.
That wasn't Robert De Niro's voice at the beginning.
Certainly was an older gentleman though than there has been in the last.
And it had a different storyline. Retiring, being a dad.
I saw a crop duster at one stage. I'm sure that's relevant.
So a large expanse of LA mountains and stuff as well was on there. Like,
it looked pretty awesome.
Going to be big.
Yeah.
Graphically, that's a step up.
Yeah,
it seemed that way.
Because you've played GTA 4. I haven't really.
It's kind of it didn't look an enormous step up, but it did look like more detail going in. But then you can never really tell from trailer because it's so hyper-edited,
isn't
it?
Well, that's true, actually. some characters we can expect, apparently. A Welsh monk / cult leader / yoga teacher.
Did I not tell you I was
thinking
Ree?
Yeah, what? Why didn't you mention this?
Well, I didn't want to spoil. I couldn't. I was under like a strict embargo that I couldn't mention it until today.
Okay, Ree, hop on the Facebook group because we were going to see if anyone's going to give any reactions to that. There's some people watching it live. If they managed to get it, because we had a bit of buffering going on there.
Yeah, entire population of planet Earth tried to watch the same video.
Other characters, a weed evangelist. Well, that's Adam. There we are. and a swinger.
Dan.
There we go. And an ugly but uncomfortable mellow Californian divorcee. Well,
Duncan.
That's De Niro. Or Duncan, possibly. again, can't really tell a great deal from that, other than perhaps drugs are involved.
It's very much the same tone as GTA 4. I mean, I like GTA 4, but a lot of the criticism that people did have against it was that it kind of was a bit... sometimes took itself too seriously, whereas the initial fun in the series was just like all about being loads of fun, and
you had to
take your cousin bowling and stuff. Whereas if you look at, the competitor, I guess, that's coming out around Christmas is Saints Row 3.
Mm.
That series is kind of like GTA, but just complete balls to the wall, like mentalness, which I think is slightly more fun, but it certainly looks like it'll be damn good either
way. Reading ahead of this, there was all this, one of the most hotly anticipated games. I'm not sure how many times I can read that before every game, you know, before every FIFA, before every Pro Evo, before every game that comes out. But how hotly anticipated is this?
I think it's massive.
Yeah, GTA series.
GTA is always every lot, time. Yeah.
They expect a lot of it, don't they? Yeah. Because it's... I don't know why. I think it was just the first major proper big blockbuster for the original PlayStation 2.
And bearing in mind...
And then it's just got a legacy now.
Yeah, bearing in mind the slight disappointment, perhaps the added kind of that this is perhaps the game that everyone was really waiting for.
Yeah.
When the last ones came out.
We've got a couple of comments
on
the Facebook.
Hit me.
Harold Voice of... It's a big excitement in the home of Harold. Much shady characters and hip sounds plus the shooting of whores equals very like.
And that's every Grand Theft Auto.
We all like doing that.
And we've also got Matt Baggett. Graphics look awesome if that's actual gameplay footage.
Yeah, I did think they looked like a step. And we were having to watch this at a slightly bizarre way. through a window at a screen quite far away. In and quite low resolution.
It was like the worst cinema.
A weird angle.
Because we feared it would just buffer too much if we went for the full HD. But to me, it looked good. And he said the same.
He says the same, And we've got another like from Karim.
A like.
A like.
Says it all.
But let us all know.
I also like killing prostitutes.
Yes. Excellent.
I like this very much.
I've enjoyed this for the last 10 years and I will continue to do so.
Marvellous.
Now with better graphics.
Well, look, continue to hop on the Facebook group and give us your reaction and we'll sum them up next week as well. What do we know when it's actually coming out?
No.
No, I think that's
next
all the
year,
info
isn't
we
it?
Know. I'm, to be honest, I'm, it's definitely going to be the last one. I'd have thought the last full one on this generation of things. I mean, I know they always downloadable.
The Xbox 720 is just around the corner, isn't it, Ree?
Yeah.
When are we expecting that now?
Well, you know, I might have his gadget of the week next year, maybe.
Okay,
see,
good.
See how we get on.
Right, plenty more where that came from. So let me say, here is the news. Yes, a full-page ad in an Irish car phone warehouse catalogue has revealed that the yet-to-be-announced Motorola Zoom 2 tablet will arrive before Christmas, costing €399. That's £342 in English money, or Scottish, or Welsh, of course, or Northern Irish, for that matter. The new tablet will feature an 8.2-inch touchscreen, 16 gigabytes of storage, and Android 3.2, although that may be upgraded to Ice Cream Sandwich.
Meanwhile, Nokia has confirmed the Nokia Lumia 800 UK release. It will be this month, on Wednesday the 16th of November. At the same time, Three has let slip that it'll cost £399 on pay-as-you-go, £100 less than the iPhone.
Bargain! Google has unleashed a refreshed look featuring a streamlined conversation view, new high-resolution themes and layouts that adjust to your screen size. Google's promised the update in a few days. For some, it went live only hours after the announcement.
Google Street View has also been getting a revamp with new indoor shots.
What?
Businesses that sign up can have a 360 view of their interior displayed. Locations such as London and Paris are included in the initial rollout, as well as places in Australia and the US of A.
Bonkers. Samsung's apparently overtaken Apple to become the world's leading supplier of smartphones. New figures compiled by research firm Strategy Analytics suggest Samsung shipped 27.8 million smartphones in 3 months to October, 10 million more than Apple. Sadly, there's no way of confirming that as Samsung stopped releasing the figures.
Boo. And finally, rumours are hotting up of an Apple-branded TV set. Follows the release of the official Steve Jobs biography, in which it's revealed Jobs had cracked the code on how to build a telly to the same high standards, performance and design levels as the rest of the Apple lineup. Late 2012 or early 2013 is the current guesstimate.
Very much a guesstimate.
And another fact for you this week. We've learnt, Adam and I, that Lumia in Spanish is whore.
Yep.
Whoops.
Fact.
It's prostitute or whore or something along those lines. But yeah, if you're Spanish, you're probably quite confused when you go into
You actually told me that, didn't you?
El Garfonio Warehouseo.
People are paid vast sums of money to research whether brand names.
Not enough money.
Oh dear.
It's terrible.
Isn't Spanish like the third most widely spoken language in the world?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is in America. It's in all. Spanish. Everyone speaks Spanish in America.
Whoops. Time to see what you've been tweeting to at T3DOTCOM and posting on the Facebook group. Adam, what have you got?
Yeah, on the iOS 5 battery life issue, Oliver Kademi has posted a link suggesting that turning off setting time zone in the location-based services settings will solve the problem. Sorted, says a grateful Stuart Gordon. Now have better battery life than I have with my iPhone 4.
Oh, that's
smiley
nice.
Face.
That is good. That's quite impressive, yeah. Actually. It is a apparently it's there's a bug with the time zone, which means it's basically trying to find out where it is constantly.
All the time.
Yeah, to set the time properly.
Bit of a boo-boo.
Yes, Ree.
Last week, Duncan reminisced over the Sony Ericsson T610. Oh, yeah. David Chow, I still have one in metallic blue boxed up, hoping one day it will be a collector's item.
Keep waiting.
Waiting a long time. George Sang, I had this and my dad still uses it to this day. Solid built phone, I'd say.
Oh, they don't make them like they used to.
And Leon Fenner, the cool kids had Nokias right up until the iPhone.
That's such a lie.
I had the T610.
Everyone had the T610.
It was amazing. I had a Nokia. I had to save up absolute fortune, so I bought it SIM-free. Mm-hmm. And it was like 250 quid, which to me back then was megabucks. But
that's loads of pocket money.
That's half an iPhone.
You know what? When I rocked into into college with the first ever camera phone that anyone had ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
It was worth
Didn't even take VGA, did it?
It was like one pixel. it was just like a colour.
Just a vague representation of the average light that was hitting the sensor. Not much agreement with my assessment of Nokia Kinetic. This is the bendy screen that they've put in a concept phone. I check for a few features in phones when I'm looking for a new handset. Bendable has never been one of them, says Thomas Towner. You should think about it.
Yeah.
Another failed gimmick, says Yasser Charisma. It's not even out yet. And stupidest phone ever is a rather damning criticism of Majorana.
I love Thomas Towner's frankly like backwards attitude. It's like it hasn't been invented yet. I don't need it. You go around to his house, he just doesn't have a TV or a phone or anything.
Yes, I look for plenty of features in my radio set. A picture is not one of them. Puff. I'm sure you're right, actually, Thomas. Anyway, on to the tweets. Duke of Peckham. Hey, Tim Okanawu. Listening to the at T3.com podcast. They rated the Nokia Lumia, he says, but I'll see you tomorrow. I think Tim is actually going to go and have a play with one. Which DJ Drapes has replied, great phone, dude. Trust me. And as they say,
I work for Nokia.
Trust me, I'm a DJ, I think is the usual phrase.
He's loving
it?
The free music on there.
But, yes, you see, there we go. There's got to be a reason.
Could be a reason. Could be the reason. Mm.
What have we got for our gadget of the week?
The gigantic phone.
It's a huge phone or a huge tablet.
It's
which is it? Which is it? Nobody
phone.
Knows.
Nobody
knows.
It is the Samsung Galaxy Note.
Note.
And it's as big as a front door.
Yeah, it's huge. But it's like Luke Johnson's been playing with this all week. And he has been raving about it. He loves it.
Really?
Yeah, he absolutely adores it. He says it's a great size.
Great size for what?
Yeah,
though?
He just says that he can do stuff that he can't do in his phone. It feels better to use it.
I feel like I'm a giant holding an iPad.
I'd be interested to know what he can do on that.
Or a borrower using a phone.
Or a teeny tiny man.
What can he do on that he can't do on his phone?
He says it's just easier. He says,
right.
Like searching the internet.
I would say,
it's that feeling when you had the iPad. Everyone was like, "Why do I need it? Why do I need it?" But that's what he says.
Yeah, but hold on. You can't need a phone, an iPad, and this.
No, he says that's better than the iPad.
But is he saying you would have that and the phone?
Yes.
Okay. What actual size is this screen? Do we know what we have?
I think it is 5. No. Yeah, 5.
Feet.
Between 5 and 5.
I tell you what, it's quite nice for typing on.
Yeah. See, it's the right size. So when you don't need as much space, what Luke says, you don't need as much space on the iPad to type and stuff. That's a good size to look at a website.
It's good size for one-handed typing. Mm.
No, but you say that.
Yeah.
I've got quite a good speed on my phone by holding it with one hand and typing with that same hand. You can't do that on that phone because a human hand doesn't fit around it properly.
You're right.
Dan seems to be doing all right.
Yeah, but Dan doesn't have human hands. He's got the hands of
a
12-foot giant from medieval times.
Okay. Right. What else? it's, you can write on this one.
So you can write in it. It's got also got the scribe.
Do you need a special pen?
Yes, you do need a special pen.
So the same as with the HTC?
Yes, exactly the same with the HTC. But if there's a bit more... With the HTC Flyer, I found it wasn't very responsive and you couldn't really use it. But the play I had with that, it's much better as a pen. And you can use it across more applications. Because with the Flyer, you can only use it in certain applications. But with that, you can just write on the home screen. It's gesture controlled and you can like open it up. All right, Adam, don't do that face.
That's right, kids. It's stylus, just like you remember from the 90s.
Right, okay, stylus. I was thinking about this. I used to be able to write quicker on my old little Palm Pilot with graffiti than I can type now. So in a way, we've gone backwards. It used to be easier to enter text than it is now. Admittedly, you did need a stylus. This is true.
Extra thing, little weird thing that is easily misplaced. That's my.
And also, it's annoying. I could never write between the lines with a stylus. It's just annoying me.
Wait, does that have a slot on the phone? Then it's ridiculous.
Yeah, okay. And is the stylus the a really great big chunky thing like it is with the Flyer?
No, it's a bit slimmer than the Flyer.
If you're going to make a stylus, make somewhere on the thing that I can slot it into.
I'm inclined to agree. And do you have to pay extra for the stylus, all that business?
Yes, I believe.
Why?
But like the stylus, they're big selling.
I've never been so angry at a device ever in my time at T3. Sorry, Samsung, but your thing is stupid. Make it go away.
They're trying to make all shapes and sizes, aren't they? So you might have maybe a phone that you can't actually go on the internet with, just a phone that you used to make calls, and then you get this for browsing and doing stuff that you wouldn't do usually.
But...
Does it work out cheaper maybe to get a cheaper phone than this?
I don't really want to sit here and sound like someone who just likes everything Apple does. Because
but you do.
I'm not. No, that's not true. But I know I know this much, right?
Fanboy.
I haven't got an iPad. I don't want an iPad. But I know the iPad has sold quite well, and it's leading that space.
Okay.
I don't think the answer is to make a device in every shape and size. I really don't. I think it's do one thing really well and then leave it at that.
I'm going to take a little picture of this with the...
iPad underneath.
With the iPad underneath, just to give it a little
sense of
scale.
Taking a picture with the phone of the Note and the iPad. Have you ever seen so much tech in a room?
Extraordinary.
It's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. But I know, I don't think...
What's that trying to prove?
Yeah.
Bigger thing underneath, slightly smaller big thing.
Well, I'm looking at you can fit three.
Put that on it. Put the iPhone on top of the Note, on top of the iPad.
Okay, we're now going for the iPhone on top of the... Oh, right, okay, this is getting
I'm sure you're all really enjoying this on your audio device.
If you look at Twitter at the same time or on Facebook, you can see the pictures.
That's incredible. It's like a Russian doll of technology kits there.
It's amazing.
Right, good. So,
review.
You seem to think it's reasonable.
No,
Adam, you
think
it's rubbish.
I despise it.
And Luke just wants to marry it. Is that what we're saying?
It's only because an artist drew a picture of him on it. So, I think.
Really?
So easy to sway. Right, Ree, you've got the iPhone 4S. That is a 4S. It's not a 4. Look at that. It's the only way of proving it.
Yeah, listen.
It's got Siri on it. Go on. Wow, that's pretty sexy.
Now,
4S. Right, the reason we've got the 4S in is because a couple of weeks ago, Ree asked for your questions for Siri.
Yeah.
Then she went away. But now she's back.
Woo!
So, you've got the 4S
got
there.
Yeah.
Now, we've got some questions here. Do you want to give these a whirl?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Ready?
Go for it.
What are Friday night's winning lottery numbers?
Drum roll.
Don't confuse it.
I can only look for businesses in the United States, and when you're using US English. Sorry about that.
No.
Oh, sorry, Andy Lyon.
What do you mean by US English?
You've
got to put an accent on.
Rubbish. Right,
maybe
you've
got to say truck instead of lorry. Go on.
Where could I buy chloroform? Oh, no, I've done it wrong. Chloroform. Is that your chloroform?
Chloroform.
Chloroform.
Yeah. Chloroform.
I can't say it.
Chloroform. Oh, you've got to say it in American English.
Yeah.
Where can I buy chloroform from?
Go on.
Searching the web for where can I buy chloroform from?
Oh.
Oh, it's gone on the
This is quite
website.
Dangerous. Is it actually, are you on there?
Yeah.
Okay. Has it got as a result?
It's difficult at best to purchase chloroform as an individual.
At best.
What if you're Matt Baggett then?
You can get it from Chemist Direct, though, apparently.
I love that.
Who's
what? Why
Chemist
people,
Direct.
What could, does it say anyway, quickly? Does it say why people are searching
Siri,
for that?
Siri's yeah. come up with the goods. Why is Matt searching for that?
Can you grant me 3 wishes?
I don't know what you mean by.
I didn't know that. Wait.
All right. So this is Leon Fenner's question.
Can you grant me 3 wishes?
As long as one.
I don't know what you mean by. Can you grant me 3 wishes?
Fail. Okay. This is we've got 1 out of what? 1 out of 3 yeah. so far. Okay. Last one then from Kareem.
How do I dispose a body?
Let me think.
Okay.
How about a web search for how do I dispose of body?
Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah. Search the web.
Pigs will go through bone like butter.
Searching for how do I dispose of body.
Oh.
Any results there?
It's taking me to Google.
Mm-hmm.
Really? What the hell have you done?
The problem of body disposal consists of 2 parts.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What are they?
Disposal of soft tissues, which will rapidly decompose.
See, I'm not impressed when it just goes to Google, because you can just go to Google. I want Siri to just go, we're in this together. We'll be okay. Ooh, just
I
keep
like
cool,
this one.
Man.
I like this one.
Stop freaking out.
Yeah. I can keep a secret to
tell
my grave.
No one. Okay.
Calling
I
want to
ask it. Does my bum look big in this?
Oh, go on. Right.
Does my bum look big in this?
There's only one polite way of answering this.
Let me check that for you.
No, not a good idea. Sorry, Nathan.
So one thing is what it actually answered.
So it just basically, it's good at going on Google.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you tried getting Siri to tell you a story?
Okay.
Tell
me a story.
Please don't make me.
Make him.
Tell me a story.
I'm not much of a storyteller.
Oh, he is. Keep going.
Tell me a story.
Please don't make me.
Keep going.
Tell me a story.
Oh, you've probably heard it before.
No, tell me a story.
Tell me a story.
Don't make me.
Make him.
Tell me a story.
Luke, I'm not much of a storyteller.
Go on, one more time.
Tell me a story.
Oh,
he won't do it. He's being a right frightful bugger. About
you're
it.
Just like... Got him in the corner.
Him. Just
men go off and give you a full.
What's meant to happen?
The men are just meant to read you a little story about.
Maybe he
this
didn't like
wonderful
me.
Gadget called Siri and all this kind of business.
Maybe Luke's already done it.
Look on the web.
He's unlocked the key.
Rubbish.
I'm sorry. Why is our Siri?
Have you seen?
I thought Siri was
maybe
a woman.
No, sometimes you can have it. You can decide what you want.
Is it like? From what I've seen, I thought it was the Americans have a woman and we have a man.
No.
Is it you can change?
Yeah.
You can choose it.
Mm. I believe you could choose it, or when you set it up, maybe. Because I've seen videos in the UK when they've got a man and a woman.
T3 editor Luke Peters likes the stern, manly voice of his Siri.
I don't understand.
I'm really disappointed it didn't tell us a story. has anyone actually played with the new Gmail yet, by the way?
No,
yes.
No, I have not.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
I could. It wasn't offering at me.
Yeah, when you went
it's
on,
like
it's
when
really
I tried to do Google
little,
Plus, it didn't like me.
I went on; it was a really small little option.
Yeah, no, it didn't
at the bottom
have
to say like,
that's
try the new look.
That's what
I was
looking for
this morning. It's, okay. I wouldn't get over excited about it.
All right, well, if you bear with me on that. Okay, this is Google explaining the new Gmail.
We've completely redesigned the look and feel of Gmail to make it as clean, simple, and intuitive as possible. In addition, the new Gmail automatically adapts to fit nicely in any size window. The new look allows themes to really shine. We've updated many of them with new high-resolution imagery. Conversations in Gmail have been redesigned to improve readability and to feel more like a real conversation. The new search box makes it easy to customize your search and find exactly what you're looking for. We're excited to finally share the new Gmail with you and hope you'll enjoy the new design as much as we do.
Do you enjoy it as much as they do?
Yeah.
Do you know how much they enjoyed it?
They probably really, really enjoyed it.
They loved
and
it.
I just kind of like it.
Have you themed it up yet?
No, but that's
I actually quite like it. Look, it looks a bit Bing-like if you add the themes. They've got really nice HD resolution
This is the
pictures.
Thing. Before they've redesigned it, it was that you could get that kind of look as a theme.
Right. Oh, okay.
But if you did it, if you just made it a weird picture or something, it went back to the old style, really old style thing. Maybe I will change it to a picture. Now it's actually properly neat.
There you go.
Have like rainforest or something, distant hills.
They're making
a sunset.
There's a Gmail app for iPhone.
A proper native app coming out.
Really?
Yes, and the iPad.
Exciting news.
Which is better.
Well, it's kind of finally. I mean, in a way, if they've held off this long, you kind of think, well, what spurred them to suddenly do it? I didn't quite understand their thinking there, because I assumed that the reason they've not done it is because they want Android to be the Gmail, you know, the thing that handles Gmail properly.
Maybe they've realised that.
Well, they're only just coming out of a massive redesign, Google, aren't they, across all of their stuff. So maybe they wait for that and then they go, right, this just is what it should look like.
Incidentally, the sales figures for the Zoom have come out. In the last few months, they sold 100,000, which is as many as Apple iPad 2s are sold in a day.
That's
nice for them.
But the Motorola Zoom might do it. Two.
That's what happens when you don't put any adverts on the TV. It's as simple as that. I wish I could tell everyone that's how you sell stuff.
Yeah, or have Steve Jobs, or do like tons of branding.
No. It's as simple as just put things on the telly.
Okay.
It will sell.
Didn't they do that with the Playbook?
No, they were billboards.
Yeah, they sold more than the Zoom. It's in direct correlation to TV advertising.
Adam Bunker.
I'll tell you what, the Nokia is being advertised quite a lot at the moment. You notice that?
And
on
I like
the telly?
It.
I haven't seen it.
I want it.
You like it as well, because Duncan likes it.
I love it.
And that's,
Duncan likes a Nokia?
Yeah.
I know.
I love it. I love Windows Phone 7. When they put Spotify on it, I'll get it.
All right. And on that bombshell, that is about all for this week. Remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and on the iPad, and we're on iTunes every Friday. Till next week, then, maybe Siri will tell us a story. I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.